You're listening to SBS News.
Hassan Jabba's work as an Uber driver dried up almost overnight. When the pandemic hit and the lockdown was declared, like millions of Australians, he was desperate for financial help.
And I was like a very hard situation. I went for my tax agency, asked him if I am eligible for the JobKeeper. My tax agency, he advised me that yes, I am eligible.
Mr. Jabba applied for the wage subsidy and was accepted, despite being on a temporary protection visa and falling outside the eligibility criteria. After almost a year of receiving support, he got a debt letter asking for it all back.
To be honest with you, I was very shocked because this is not ticket like a $50 or $100 you can deal with it. This is $27,900. I was shocked. I was stressed out, especially when the COVID-19, and we have like a lockdown. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Still unemployed and unable to afford the bill, Mr. Jabba appealed and the tax office responded.
Look, we wiped off $19,400. You have to pay $8,500. I said, no, I'm not going to pay anything because this is not my mistake. This is not my fault. However, I submit another objection review.
The tax office eventually agreed to waive the repayments, and the minister in charge, Employment Minister Stuart Robert, says errors can be rectified.
In areas where the ATO has been at fault on issues of payments, or indeed Services Australia, which I used to be the minister for, where the department has made a mistake, then the department generally waives these, but of course every circumstance is different. But it's important to clarify the difference between not understanding the law or a department making an error.
But according to Wallace Huang, an industrial officer at the Migrant Workers Centre, the emotional damage has often already been done.
When you get a letter in the mail saying that you've got a $10,000 or more debt to the government, it's understandable that a lot of people will be panicking because they have no idea how they're ever going to deal with that situation. And so, you know, it's devastating for people, has huge impacts on people's health. We're talking about people who have insecure visa status, have had very little in terms of secure income, a secure job throughout the pandemic.
Wallace Huang says dozens are in the same situation.
So far, 22 people have approached us, of which most of those 17 have had their matters resolved, and about 5 are still going on. So their issues are still being resolved with the ATO. There are a lot of people on protection visas. They're often independent contractors who are, say, Uber drivers, that sort of work. And often, you know, of course, English is not people's first language.
The centre has helped wipe around $130,000 of JobKeeper debt. In a statement to SBS News, the tax office has confirmed it's already recovered almost $140 million in JobKeeper overpayments. While it's waived more than $60 million in what it has labelled honest mistakes, it's still pursuing another $82 million in funds it claims were wrongly paid. In Parliament, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has defended tracking down recipients who shouldn't have got the supplement.
The reality is that people knew of their obligations. The angry member for Reagan. The member, Mr. Speaker, people who received JobKeeper knew of their obligations. Welfare recipients in particular had an obligation to report JobKeeper as ordinary income, Mr. Speaker.
But Greens leader Adam Bandt says it's one rule for billionaires and another for the battlers.
The government handed out billions of dollars to big corporations and billionaires in JobKeeper payments, and they went and used that money to buy private jets and pay out executive bonuses. And meanwhile, some of the people who have been doing it the toughest during the pandemic get a payment from the government that they thought that they were lawfully entitled to, and the government throws the book at them.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.